Introducing First Look Gnomes.
Hello.
Hello.
So we are doing a podcast, Craig.
We are.
Isn't that exciting?
This is our third attempt in the last 20 minutes.
This is attempt three. The beauty of editing software will come into hand. So this is a podcast. Mr. Craig Hodgkiss and Mr. Dan Williams.
Hello.
Cornishman and Wolvo person?
Born in Wolverhampton, residing in Belfast, did a degree in multimedia production, can't set up a microphone, a tool to record podcasts. Actually, to be fair, it was you who's in charge. The reason we got to the third one is because you were winging it.
Winging it, yes. So basically, two old, no, not old, middle-aged? No, not even middle-aged.
No.
Two getting on men.
In our prime?
One in a shoffice, one in Belfast in his kitchen.
And what a lovely kitchen it is.
Drinking beer, talking about the first look at something.
First look. So,
which visual material is always good for a podcast.
You'll have to explain why we're called First Look, though.
You can explain that, Craig.
Oh, okay. So back in the day, when we were genuinely young people, younger men.
Cracking open my beer, by the way. It's a sound effect for the fans.
Let's hear it. Oh, that's a good one, that is. That's a good authentic sound effect.
It's a very good one for... What do the kids listen to these days? ASM? No. Surround thing?
ASMR. ASMR.
Yes. Yeah, that's the one. Yeah.
When the scratch things and go...
There we go. Maybe we'll stop doing podcasts and
they whisper. And apparently it's nice to hear people whisper. I don't quite get it. Leslie Ann watches it occasionally. Leslie Ann, for those who don't know, is my wife. Yeah, there's a woman on YouTube who she has like mannequin heads. And
it's quite relaxing to certain people, isn't it?
Oh, it's horrible. It's absolutely horrible. And they're like she scratches the head and she gets combs. This mannequin doll she has. So it's like she's an Asian woman. She looks quite young and she's a very pretty girl, but all she does is whisper and has loads of added bass to her voice. So she's like this, whispering. And while she scratches this mannequin's head, and then she gets Velcro and Leslie Ann sits there and really enjoys it. It just makes me crawl. It's horrible. I don't get it at all, but
it works for certain people, doesn't it?
Each to their own. Yeah, yep.
Anyways, First Look Gnomes. Why are we called First Look Gnomes with a podcast?
First Look Gnomes.
First Look Gnomes.
Because when we were 22, we had a revolutionary idea. It was a long time ago.
About 16 years ago?
To give away our age, it was 16 years ago ish, in or about. We were squatting in a one bedroom. I don't know, what would you call it? Shithole. That's what it was. It was a one bedroom shithole, and we decided we were going to take over the world, and we were going to set up a business where we videoed people's homes, put them on the internet. So instead of having to go and look at the home, you could watch it on the internet. Now, bearing in mind, this was 16 years ago.
Yeah, the internet was still kicking off, really.
It was. Broadband was not everywhere in the United Kingdom.
Mm-hmm.
You couldn't just put videos on YouTube and stuff quite so easily. So we were gonna call it First Look Homes. But then, I don't know, life got in the way and it never happened. So
First Look Homes.
It was going to be First Look Homes.
Homes, not gnomes.
Not gnomes, no. First Look Homes. First Look Gnomes. First Look Gnomes came from my good friend Cornish Dan here saying we should do a podcast called First Look Gnomes. So that's why we're doing this.
Yeah, I don't know how that started, actually.
I think you were probably drunk.
Probably, yeah.
And you like the idea.
And we were saying about
look.
Reviewing something and then a first look at something. And that reminded me of First Look Homes. And the only thing that reminds of home rhymes with homes is gnomes. So here we are.
And
First Look Gnomes.
Gnomes are usually a bit shorter, a bit fatter. They usually have their
arse
cracks.
You should have a beard.
Have a beard.
Yeah.
Arse cracks hanging out, like a bit of fishing.
Yeah.
You know. So
pretty much us.
Yeah. It's a great story. You can
not that we fish.
Podcast gold. And that's it. That can be the end of the podcast now. We've said everything.
You're giving me a lot of editing to do here, Craig, by the way.
Oh, it's fine. Just let it roll. If you're a farmer in a field in France who's randomly stumbled across this and has listened to it, we hope.
Yeah, so what is our audience base? What do you think our audience base is?
Anybody who just is looking for anyone who's lucky enough to stumble upon this, who just wants two friends.
Searching for gnomes.
Yes, we want. when they're going through categories, technology, education, politics, gnomes. Yes, we'll go for that one. There's a podcast here by a guy from England, from Wolverhampton, living in Belfast, another guy from Cornwall.
There's probably not that many. Probably not that much competition, though, is there? For gnomes and podcasts.
Yeah, from a search ranking point of view.
Exactly.
Yeah, we could be up there. And
top of the ranks for gnomes, yeah.
You know, if you go on Google and you do an actual Google Analytics or a search console for First Look Gnomes, and if you can see there's 100 people searching for that term, you know they're looking for us. So, you know, it could be a...
When you say 100 people, you mean 100,000 people.
100 million thousand people looking for a podcast by us two, wondering why have they ended up here. But, you know,
the world's quite international as well. Obviously, you're Northern Ireland.
That's it, to be sure. So,
obviously, a separate nation. So,
yes. Have you got your flag up in your new house?
No, not yet.
No. Well, I live in Northern Ireland, so we have a lot of flags here. They don't call them flags over here. They're called flags. Lots of flags.
Anyway, so that's why we're First Look Gnomes. So the format, Craig, is
yes, the format. Format
is basically we will take a first look at something.
Okay.
So something that the other person has never seen or discussed or heard about.
Okay.
Or looked at.
Fair enough.
We just chat about it. I drink beer.
I can't drink beer at the minute.
Yes. Why can you not drink beer, Craig?
Well, that brings up
tell our many fans.
Our first, this in the last couple of weeks, we've got our first look at a thing called a kidney stone. Now, for any of you lovely listeners out there who have ever been unlucky enough to have a kidney stone, they're quite painful. So these are little stones that build up in your kidneys. They're made up usually of oxalate and calcium.
And like a big stone from what you showed me.
No, that was just the fact I'd zoomed into it and had the camera right by it. It was actually tiny. But
so what size was it, would you say?
It was about 3 millimeters. Okay. So they they form in your kidneys if you basically
half a pea? Half a garden pea?
No, not even as big as that. No. It's but they come from not being hydrated enough. So kids, when your mum says to drink your water. Drink your water, because if you don't, you might end up with kidney stones.
Good advice.
So, yes, and salt. So the GP said to me, right then, so kidney stones, you need to lay off red meat, don't add salt to anything, and drink lots and lots of water, and then they should flush out. But yeah, it was sore. I was like, flip me, what's going on here? So
do you think this would be in the educational category of podcasts?
Just public announcement, civic duty to warn
public
people.
Service.
Public service, yes. Mm-hmm. Drink lots of water. If you don't like the taste of water, add a slice of lemon. Delicious. Mm. And don't eat too much cow. And if you are going to eat cow, certainly don't add salt to it.
Mm-hmm.
You know what we're doing that, Williams. You end up with a kidney stone or two. So
you ended up with two kidney stones?
Well, no, one of them has passed, and they gave me so they sent me for a CT scan to have a look at what
when
was going on.
When you say passed,
yes.
Passed through?
Yeah, so it comes out in your wee-wee. So
okay,
it goes from your kidney down your down your utera, I think it's called a utera. I'm sure if any biologists are listening to this, are like, it's not pronounced that. But then it goes from your kidney to your utera, and then to your bladder, and then from your bladder... down your water pipe and out into the bottom of the toilet. So I had this pain.
Painful?
And it was when it started to move, so it must have got a bit stuck when it was coming from the kidney down to the bladder.
Mm.
And the pain in my side and my back was just excruciating. So I was like, right, I better go and get this checked out. So I went up to the A&E because I was like, I don't know what this pain is. It's just come out of nowhere. and explained where it was, and the nurse pretty much said straight away, "You may have a kidney stone, Mr. Hotchkiss. Can you do a can you pee in this vial for us?" So I did a pee in a vial, and then she took it away and came back 20 minutes later. "Yeah, we think you've got kidney stones. Just going to send you for a scan.
How do they know from just
pee in your blood? Pee. There's blood. Sorry, pee in your blood.
In your pee.
Blood in your pee. Blood in your pee." So that's the telltale sign, and just where the pain was.
Both of that, to be honest.
Well, just the description of the pain. Those doctors, they seem to know what they're doing. So they took my sample, then sent me for a scan. The scan I had to wait 2 days for because the hospitals are busy. So they sent me back home, and I was like, okay. So they said, listen out for it. Said it might pass naturally. So when you wee, listen because it might clink the side of the toilet bowl, and that's exactly what happened.
What?
So it just came out, poof, clink the sound of the toilet.
That's quite big if it makes a clinking sound.
Yeah, it does. And I was like, shouted the wife. I was like, "Leslie, come and look at this." And she went and got the marigolds and went fishing, pulled it out. And she was like, "Yep, that's a kidney stone."
A little gnome fishing reference.
That's it. That's why we call it. That's another reason why we call flashlight gnome. Fishing kidney stones out of a toilet bowl. So, so I'll give it a wash. And when I went for a scan, I took it up and they gave me a scan and they said, "Yes, you've got another one on the other side, which is bigger. It's a 6 millimeter one." And they said, "No, 6 millimeters. They said, that's right on the verge of being able to pass naturally. I was like, okay. So they said, "Right, we're going to give you this stuff which should relax your insides. And, let's see what happens over the next 4 weeks." So I've got to go back for another CT scan to see if it's moved. And if it does start to move, I think the neighbours will hear about it because I'll be screaming like a girl. But
if it says it's on the verge, that means it's a tight squeeze.
Yes. So your uterus, your utera tube can stretch between six to eight millimetres.
Okay.
So it's just on the edge. Usually anything over six, they have to take it out. So they said if it does start to pass and get stuck, they have to go in to get it. And you can imagine what I mean by go in. So it comes out of your your little fella. So they've got to go into your little fella.
This is good content for the first episode. Mm.
So, yes. If you're squeamish, just think about having to have a kidney stone taken out with a. They send like a little camera up there, and then with a little laser on it.
When you say stick a camera up there, that's not like the old university multimedia cameras, is it? Or
no, I imagine it's a lot smaller. It's they've got to go up the tube, and then they've got a little Iron Man at the end of it who lasers it, goes pew 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 pew, pew and breaks it.
Tony Stark
at the end of it, because they say the pew pew pew, break up the stone, and then apparently it should flow out naturally. So that'll be just wonderful to have that done. So I don't know what I want more, to pass it naturally or to go and have someone put Tony Stark up my manhood. But either way, radical changes to the diet need to happen now. So,
So what changes?
So
just eat healthier.
No, there's a lot of stuff you can't eat. So there's a thing called oxalate, which is found in a lot of foods. So you're meant to try and, depending on what type of stone is. So 80% of kidney stones are calcium oxalate stones, which means they are made up of calcium and oxalate. Funny that. But you'd think, right, does that mean I need to stop having calcium?
Too much
milk? The opposite. You have to start having calcium in your diet, but the oxalate comes from a lot of things you would like to eat. So animal protein, so again, steaks
cows.
And cows and red meat and certain vegetables, certain fruits, certain nuts. So I've got they gave me a list of kind of good food, bad food, and there's certain things you need to avoid. Now there's one food in particular which they say just don't eat this. If you have kidney stones, avoid it completely.
KFC,
you would imagine KFC, but no. I'll give you another two guesses.
Food you should avoid. So
it's a food they said, number one, you should avoid eating.
Number
this.
One food to avoid, like steak.
No, that is pretty high up there. Try and avoid eating too much red meat. You don't have to give it up, but just don't have it all the time.
Food.
It's a food. It's a healthy food that you think, what? A
healthy food?
Mm-hmm. Gives you big, strong muscles. If you're a sailor,
spinach. Really?
Yeah.
Popeye. So Popeye had kidney stones.
I would imagine he probably did. Yeah. olive stones and kidney stones.
Because too much iron? No?
No, it's just a thing. No. This thing. Yeah, so chocolate as well. Got to give up chocolate and loads of stuff. But it's...
As in, like, forever?
No, you just got to start being a bit more considerate of diet.
Moderation.
Yeah, everything in moderation. But, yeah, don't go on a chocolate spinach binge where you just gorge yourself silly on steak covered in Nutella with a massive side of spinach, because you will be rolling on the floor in pain.
Yeah, I'll never look at spinach again. I thought spinach was meant to be healthy.
I know. Well, I think spinach is still healthy. It's just too much of it can release too much oxalate into your body. And yeah, but the absolute biggest thing is just hydration. You got to drink. So at the minute, they've told me to try and drink 4 liters a day.
So not beer, I suppose.
No, not beer. Not black tea either. So I'm just drinking copious amounts of lemon water. Lemon water and yeah, normal water. But I tell you, on the plus, I've never been so hydrated in my life. I feel great.
That's good.
Like, I've never had so much energy just because I'm drinking so much. And you always think, oh yeah, I'm hydrated enough. But yeah, when you actually try and drink 4 liters a day, you never are. Yeah.
Thanks. Yeah, I always, Georgie, my fiance.
Fiance.
I can never say fiance about sounding a bit fiance. French. Sure, it's a Dell boy. Fiance. But yeah, she doesn't drink enough water. So I'm always like, have a glass of water.
Yeah, you were pretty good at drinking water, weren't you?
Yeah. Well, and beer.
Beer is
quite continental. Beer water.
There's another friend of ours called Danny Baldwin, who used to always do that, have a drink and then a glass of water drink.
Oh, you've had a little honourable mention already.
Someone's already had an honourable mention, yeah. He was always adamant, you know, have a drink, have some water. And, you know, he did. I don't think he suffered with hangovers too bad. But, yeah, it's a good recommendation. The doctor's telling me to drink more water.
I didn't know. I never sort of drank beer than water. I drank beer. And then water, and then water all day the next day.
one glass of water before bed. Oh, this will be fine. If I have a glass of water before bed, I'll be absolutely fine. Those 10 Jaeger bombs, those 26... shots of Sambuca.
Until university, I never had a glass of water by my bed. And then ever since university, I always need a glass of water by my bed.
Oh, very good. There you go. It's because of all the alcohol and the salty food and the pizzas and the KFCs. And
the spinach.
And the spinach, yeah. The silent kidney stone assassin. Yes. Spinach.
Yes.
But no, so kidney stones, they're not fun. Not fun, children.
Well, there you go. That's our first look at kidney stones.
Who'd have thought it? What a topic to get us underway.
Insert some... music.
So what is your first that you're telling us about?
What is my first look? Well, your first look
at...
Well, and my first look. So my first look today. So today was a big day, Craig. Today was a big Craig. So for the hundreds of thousands of listeners, my fiance Georgie, she's also pregnant and we're expecting our first
child.
Is it
yours?
Hey, end of January.
Great time to be born.
Which is, yes, a great time to be born.
Aquarius.
Is that what it is?
Capricorn Aquarius? Up to around the 22nd of Jan, I think, and then Aquarius after.
Oh, what does that mean?
If you're into your star signs, something happens. I don't know.
Let's get into it. Let's have a first look at star signs. Be on the spot.
I could Google Mystic Meg, see what she says.
Yeah, that's good.
I always remember, sorry to go off on a tangent here, but I always remember when I used to work in the news agents and you'd have a look at the Mystic Meg star signs, and I swear they did was...
She's still going on
I'm not
Mystic
sure,
Meg?
Probably. But I swear that each day all they do is they had the 9 and they just jumble them up. So the next day, whatever was Taurus the one day would then be Leo.
She's still going. The old... Working
what was
the
she
sun.
On originally? Was it Noel's House Party or something, or the National Lottery?
Maybe. But yeah, she works for the Sun now on your horoscope dailies.
It's a good job if you can get it, isn't it? Just make up some nonsense about somebody. Today you will be visited by somebody.
Yeah, she hasn't changed. I'm sure that photo is still from the 1990s. Sorry, I've gone off on a tangent here.
Your
here
first
we go.
Look at pregnant wife.
Virgo, what did you say it was?
So if it's the end of January, the child will likely be Aquarius or possibly Capricorn if it's a little bit earlier.
So I
think Capricorn's like the 20th, 21st. That's when it finishes.
Capricorn is 22nd to the 20th. So it's more likely to be Aquarius as your good self. Any information to share?
Can I guess what my first look is then? Did you find out the sex of the baby today?
We did. Because it was the 20 weeks ago, is it?
Yeah, 20 week.
21, yeah. 22, 20, 20, 20. So Aquarius. It doesn't really say much. But apparently Aquarius people, such as yourself, Greg, and the future boy or girl.
The future king of Cornwall or queen of Cornwall.
Today you can get closer decision about moving in together.
Do you think we should move in together, Williams?
Well, there we go. So,
sorry, Georgie. Sorry, Leslie-Anne.
Settled couples agree on a new look for themselves as well as their
home. That's what's wrong. It's a first look. That's what we agreed on today. Close couples agreeing on a first look. First look at a newborn baby. So is it a boy or is it a girl? Do we need to? Is this where we can do a drum roll? Are you happy to tell the podcast what your future
child is? Well, yeah, I mean, to be honest, Craig, time we edit this and actually put it out to the public, it'll be its fifth birthday. So,
well, here we go. Drum roll there. Okay, drum roll.
Drum roll. I can insert a fancy drum roll link.
Okay, insert fancy drum roll link here.
Insert a fancy drum roll link. Any guesses, Craig, actually? Any guesses?
I think you will be having a little boy.
Do you?
I've got a 50-50 chance, haven't I?
Yeah, you've got
50-50. How much have you got on it? I reckon £100 says you're going to have a boy or a girl.
Okay, but who's paying it £100? It's not me.
Georgie. Georgie, if you're having a boy or a girl, you have to give me £100. Seems very fair and reasonable.
Okay, drum roll, please. And Craig's first look of my first look today at the little babies. Well, I've been
babies,
calling
them twins. Babies, even twins.
No, sorry. It's baby with apostrophe, yes. No, because I've been calling it Willy or No Day. So today's been Willy or No Day.
Willy or No Day.
Willy or No Day. And we found out today. So Willy! Lads.
I was right.
So yeah, but the most important thing is went through all the things and he is very healthy. So it's all the things are the right size and shape and things and then it ends with here's a Willy.
Very nice. Very well, congratulations. Are you over the moon?
Yeah, well, I would have been happy either way. It was really nerve-wracking, sort of sat there and sort of going through the, you know, it was measuring the size of his head, measuring the size of checking for a cleft.
Yes,
and all that sort of stuff, and you know, and she kept saying the word normal, and it's the, you know, like Georgia was saying earlier, the hearing the word normal is amazing at that sort of stage because you just want to make sure it's, you know, he's sort of healthy.
Yeah,
and well.
It's when they start to say things like, "Oh, it's a little on the small side or a little on the big side," it's just
but no, just say normal, fine, normal. And then ended of. But I tell you what, Craig. You tell me, Willem. They did it like first thing on camera, it peed on camera. I don't know if you can call it camera. Camera the right word?
Yeah, it's ultrasound.
Ultrasound, what it's called. Yeah, so it apparently peed
very
on camera because the couldn't see the bladder because it.
Very
emptied.
Nice.
So she was like, oh, the bladder emptied. It did like an undershot to have a look and see what's going on. And you can see it's like two legs, right? So leg, obviously this is not good visuals for the podcast, but leg, size of my hand, leg, size of my right hand. So, and then...
Two plums. Yeah.
In the middle.
The plums are very, very easy to see on an ultrasound. So
but if that growth carries on... He's going to be massive, poor thing.
Well, everything's normal, Williams. She didn't say abnormal, she said normal.
No, she didn't. Well, that's the only thing she didn't say normal on, actually. But, Yeah, so yeah, we had a first look today. We're having a little baby
That's
boy.
That's amazing. Congratulations. Was how much did Georgia cry? She didn't cry. Is that because she's dehydrated and she couldn't? No tears.
Yeah, probably. Yeah, not drinking.
Georgie, if you listen to this, have a glass of water. Let the tears flow.
But we went for a celebratory fish and chips.
Very nice. It's a big day. Yes, that is. It's a big day. Were you not? Were you tempted to just wait for the surprise or?
Well, I was more. If you can find out. Let's find out. Georgie was originally, I think, more let's wait to the end, but not that much. But then I wanted to find out, and I wanted Georgie not to find out, so I can keep it. I can know what it's going to be, but she wouldn't, type thing. But apparently, I would be very annoying. Yes. So.
And that would just wind her up, and eventually, she just kind of twist your arm and get you to tell her.
Mm. She basically said, "I'll say things like." Accidentally say, him, he, yes. or something. And I'll go, or she. And just do that all the time.
No, I think it's probably for the best that you found out. Because that would, or you both found out, should I say, because that would be infuriating.
Yes. Yes.
No, that's awesome news. And another little lad.
Yeah.
Lads.
So,
Very nice.
Yeah.
And you're halfway there now. Or near enough. Coming up pretty much, isn't it? I can never remember what the full term of a pregnancy is. Is it like, it's 44 weeks?
Well, it's not, because it's not 9 months, is it? That's the confusing thing. It's not
nine months. No, I always think about it in weeks. And it's like 40-something weeks, I believe.
Which works out to be actually more than 9 months? No.
I don't know. This is...
we're probably going down a route that we probably shouldn't for a podcast. But because it doesn't actually start... when you're pregnant, it starts from the first menstrual cycle.
Okay.
That didn't happen. So it did happen.
This one is going into the educational podcast section now.
Yeah. This is all educational, I think.
Biology with Dan Williams. He knows nothing, but he...
I don't really know. A stork came flying along, and then next thing we know, we're pregnant.
There you go. Yeah. Enjoy it while you can, because you've now got a designated driver. So, to be honest, you shouldn't be wasting any time here with me. You should be down the pub and then asking your lovely fiance, to come and pick you up later when you're hammered.
Well, I'm just drinking beer in a shed instead.
Your shed?
Recording.
Sorry, I want to ask you about your shed, your shoffice.
It's a shoffice, not a shed.
So, is it all insulated and everything as well? Very nice, the proper job.
Yeah, once it's donated, proper roof. It's got a door with a little letterbox on it, just in case.
Your old man's
posts.
A good ninny. He knows what he's doing.
He is. But yeah, I've got a little electric radiator. It's actually a fancy Bluetooth one, which I've not actually set up to use it, but I could switch it on and off from indoors.
Very nice.
It's set to switch on if it gets too cold.
Would you recommend the shoffice to any person working at home? Would you suggest they go into the garden and make a...
Well,
shed
I
office.
Think, I think post-COVID era, quite a few people had a shoffice.
Yes, I've seen some very nice ones, some very fancy ones. There's a friend of mine lives in Bangor in Northern Ireland. He's gone like up a hill, and he's got one at the very end of this hill. It's about 15 foot by about 10 foot, so it's a big size, and it's right at the back, and it's got this lovely view all over the houses. And I was like, I remember going there and thinking, I'm very jealous. These shoffices are very, very nice. Especially if you've got the garden space for it.
I've got a little porthole that overlooks, and you can see down
to
St. Ives.
A porthole?
A porthole.
I've got a little porthole. Very nice. Well, I look forward to venturing over and enjoying your porthole and seeing your shoffice.
Yes, you can take a look at my porthole anytime.
Porthole.
Sorry, the accent coming out there.
Very nice.
Put all.
Yes. I mean, congratulations on the announcement of the baby boy. So, in other news, I mean, as it's the day after our beloved queen has died, should we have a look at our first look at the new king, Prince Charles?
Gosh, well, we can't really, because actually, date-wise, time this gets released, it'll be...
Well, we can just... I mean, how long are you going to spend editing this? I mean, the fans want to know...
Probably quite a while from the sound of the content.
Just throw it out, yeah. Half an hour of, this is half an hour of podcast gold right now, and it...
How long are our podcasts going to be? Are we aiming for half an hour?
No, I think 49 minutes is perfect. 49 minutes and 52 seconds.
Oh gosh, we've only got 31 minutes of content at the moment, so
I think we should talk about Old Queenie. How's it? Because obviously I live in Northern Ireland, so it is. It's very interesting to see how people are reacting. Mm. So I went to work this morning, and the receptionist on the office where I was, I said, "Oh, how are you feeling after the Queen died?" And she was almost in tears. She was mortified. I was like, "Wow, are you?" Yeah,
quite a few
but obviously in Northern Ireland, it's a funny one because you've got some of the community are real loyalists, and within that, you've got some categories of people who are royalists, and then you've got other parts of the community who aren't really fussed on the royals at all. But no, I think it's very sad. She was a good un, was old Queen Lizzie. So
the main sort of trend that you're hearing from people is, because she was that constant, and she was, everyone's either met the Queen or seen the Queen, more or less, I think.
My wife is a royalist, so we went to Kate and William's wedding down the Mall. I'd been drinking heavily the night before and promised her we'd go, and I begged her not to, and she's like, "You're coming." So we went to watch the wedding, and we were about halfway up the Mall, and the Queen came past in a carriage and wearing a lovely lemon hat and coat combination. And she did.
Had some good colour choices.
And she was just, I think university liked, you know, like Prince Charles is going to divide opinion. Some people are going to be like, "What a twonk, we don't want him as king." Whereas the Queen, I think everyone was just like, nah, she's all right, she is. So.
Yeah, which was everyone's
she was.
Nan
she was just
well.
Like everybody's nan. Like everyone.
And she was that stability, you know, part of everyone's
I just remember
life.
The 2012 Olympics when she did the Daniel Craig thing with James Bond. That was just brilliant. You thought, what a sense of humour.
Because everyone's, you've got to be, what, at least 75 plus to have known
someone
before the Queen. Yeah, don't fat me.
Well, she was 70 years on the throne, but... wasn't she? So, you know. Mm. 75.
So yes, earliest memory is probably around 5 or something. So
she's a good one. So what do you think of Charlie Boy?
Yeah,
and
I think he's all right. Well, it's different for me because for me, we have the Duke of Cornwall and the Duchy, sort of connection. So now Prince William and Kate, they're not only Prince and Princess of Wales, but they're the Duke and Duchess of Cornwall as well. So you've got that whole...
Do you think he'll be all right, though? I thought you would have abstained and just give it straight to William.
Yeah, you would have thought so.
He wants a few years and a big job, right? Don't he?
But I don't think it's not going to be that long. you might get 10. I mean, compared to... He's not going to get 70 years, that's for sure.
But if he's he's about 70 years old, isn't he?
72, 73.
Mind you, there's a good longevity in that. The Queen Mother was 102, wasn't she? The Queen, 96. Philip, 99. So,
yeah, but women tend to, don't they?
Tend to outlive men. Yeah, but his dad, 96. Yeah. That's pretty good going. So Charlie Boy does 20 years or so.
Just think. That's a good one.
Charlie Boy can still be on the throne when your son is having his first legal beer at 18. You know, think of it that way.
Yeah, this is because also we've just finished the Elizabethan era. What is it we're now in?
Charlwinian era? I have no idea. Not a Scooby Doo. Text your answers to, or send your emails with answers and abuse to.
Email your answers into. Oh, we need to set up a First Look Gnomes email, don't we?
So that we can capture spam. And the one email from our one listener based in the Philippines who decided to randomly listen to a...
Well, no, I'm sure there'd be a listener in Nigeria that
a Nigerian prince.
£1 million.
Possibly. Possibly. Yeah. We can only hope, Williams, to reach such a far out audience as Nigeria. If you're from Nigeria, send us your money. I'll send you my bank details. It'll be fine.
P.O. Box.
Porthole. Porthole number 2. End of the garden.
Awesome.
So, yeah. It's very sad. It's very sad that the Queen has passed.
Yeah,
but,
very sad.
God save the...
Where were you when you found out the news? Yeah,
last night we had the in-laws round for a spot of dinner. So I was cooking, and then father-in-law said she'd passed. And, I mean, you known all day, didn't you? Because of the amount of stuff that was going on and the news report was wearing black, you knew something was going to happen.
Well, I didn't actually know until... I didn't find out she was ill until 10 minutes before.
Okay.
They said she died.
There's Leslie Ann was saying,
busy working away,
weren't you? There was apparently one of these rumours that you don't know if it's true. Somebody we know in London.
Got to be careful. Conspiracy theories, Craig. You know, going out to the public.
Apparently,
this,
so. Like when someone had overheard someone saying London Bridge is down, which apparently was code for, you know.
Oh, they've been saying that for years, that code,
So I've never heard it before, but friend of a friend said, oh yes, I'd heard that London Bridge was down, which means the Queen was dead. I was like, okay.
But where would you hear
in
that?
In one of the hospitals or something. Connection of a connection. I don't know. It's all probably nonsense, but everyone likes to feel like a connection to big news, don't they? Like, oh, I knew it was happening, or oh, I saw it. I knew it. I was there on the scene. So... Oh. Yeah, but no. Long live the king.
There we go. So what's the final first look? We should finish this amazing
first episode. I'm interested to hear how your experience
on.
Has been, like getting your first look at morning sickness and first look at living with a pregnant woman, because, you know...
I don't know if I can talk about that on the podcast.
Honestly, again, this is a public service. We have to... People who have maybe not got a 20-week pregnant fiancé.
Well, I mean, they touch with, she's 20-week. And to be fair, she's probably our only listener.
Hello to our listener, Georgie. Say nice things.
But no, the myth about morning sickness, we found out, is it's not just in the mornings. That's the big thing we found out. It could be all day, or it could just be evenings. So at the start, it was mainly just evenings. Please write in, Georgie, to PO Box Porthole if you don't agree. But the main thing we found was that it wasn't actually morning. It seemed to be mainly evenings. She's been pretty good.
Very good.
Been a trooper.
You wouldn't expect anything less, would you?
No. She took a fancy to sort of salt and vinegar, ready salted crisps a lot more. But apart from that,
it can do funny things to a person growing another human being.
Yeah, we've not had any of that. You know, funny.
You get a lot of emotion.
Fish on.
Oh,
honey.
None of the random foods like.
One of the randoms.
I want pickles dipped in Nutella with a bit of red sauce on the side.
Yeah. None of that so far. I don't know when that's meant to happen. But
she's been... I could get into a lot of trouble here. I could ask some very leading questions. Like,
yeah, exactly.
But I wouldn't do that because she's our only listener and we don't want her to turn off.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. If we lose that one listener, then...
No, we don't want to do that. We want to keep our listeners happy.
Then we're stuck with only people searching.
I'm not sure if my wife will listen to this.
And then they're in for a bit of a shock, aren't
they? They were thinking they were going to get the latest news on what's hot in Gnomes.
Should we talk about Gnomes? This is our first episode. Should we talk about Gnomes? I don't know much about Gnomes.
Well, my nan. So my nanny Abbess. So my nanny Abbess was a big Gnome fan. Her and my granddad John. I remember going to their house when I was a little kid, and in their back garden they had a little pond, and they had loads of gnomes. And my nan was into, we always call her, like, say she was into kind of tacky stuff. So she's from the West Midlands. She's proper working class, was my nan. And loved I don't know if you remember back in the 90s, there were, you could buy just plastic crap. You remember like Billy Bass, the fish, and you pressed it. Things like that, but things before that.
I think one of those did, university.
But it, even before that, I remember my nan bought a Christmas thing where it was a Santa, and you know his trousers would fall down. You press the button, and his trousers would fall down, showing his bum. And my nan thought it was like the most the funniest thing in the world. So in their garden, she had a load of gnomes, little ones sitting down, little ones with the bums out.
Yeah, I think my granddad had a gnome, given a moony.
It's the classic gnome, but that's pretty much all I know about gnomes. They're quite cute.
Well, here you go. I've got six things you didn't know about garden gnomes. This is for our followers that have accidentally found us.
Yes,
searching
Gnome
for
Weekly with Dan Williams, Portal 2.
So there's another sip of my beer.
It must be important. Look at that lovely beer.
So first of all, they are way older than you think.
How old did you think a gnome was?
Well, they seem like a fun 50s or 60s fad, the garden gnome. But they came to being in Germany in 1872.
I was going to say 1872 as well. Good to know.
There you go. So another fact. They're still big in Germany. Really big.
Whereas over here, they're only about 1 foot tall. Whee!
25 million gnomes across the country.
25 million. Where have they got that from? Like,
25 million.
Where
gnomes.
Is this website based? Is this an American website?
This is the House.
25 million.
Website,
what a load of nonsense.
US production of gnomes came to halt during World War II. Who's counting all these gnomes?
They've all got GPS trackers and they can.
Well, they might. Maybe they do. What else we got? We got. They're banned from one of the world's most famous garden shows. Yes. The Chelsea Flower Show frowns
Bloody
upon
Monty
the figurines.
Monty Don and his anti-gnome.
Forbidding them from appearing in designs. Except in 2013 to honour the anniversary of the gnome.
I love me a bit of Monty Don, but now I know that, you know, Chelsea Flower Show of. Maybe, mind you, that's not Monty Don's fault. He's not in charge of the Chelsea Flower Show. He just presents it.
And this is a place I've actually been to. There's a sanctuary for the statues in England. The Gnome Reserve, which is a garden featuring 2,000 various gnomes, remains a popular tourist attraction in North
Devon. If you're looking to go to the best county in England, as recently recognised So just subjectively, if you want to, I think
was
it was
it?
In the Guardian's like best counties of England. I mean, all the counties I've lived in, none of them made the top 10, so it's fine. But if you want to go and have a first look at a gnome collection, Devon's the place to go.
It is. You get to wear a little garden gnome hat.
Who wouldn't want to do that?
To go in. Exactly. And you walk around and you see, maybe that'd be our little first look topic.
We don't want to lose our one listener. Come on, you know, we need to.
Well, do we focus on our one listener? Do we focus on our potential new gnome listeners?
Are there any good gnome podcasts out there that we've got to compete with? Other sponsorship opportunities in gnome podcasts, the hidden gem.
I'm going to.
That's something for you to look at. I think over the weekend, Williams, when you both have nothing to do when you're reflecting on your life choices. So,
I've just. I think there's quite
a lot
of
podcasts.
We're not
all the puns as well. We're not alone. We're not a gnome. You know, you could just see. There's so many things you could do.
There seems to be a gap in the industry for podcasts about gnomes.
I am shocked. It's a hole for us to fill.
Well, we've got so we've recorded for 45 minutes.
And consider
which once edited,
and we chatted for 45 minutes before the podcast, trying to work out how to make a podcast.
I'm just gonna, for the ASMR listeners, I'm just gonna crack open my final beer for the evening.
Oh, very good, very good. Nice sound.
And I don't know if we're roughing out there, Craig.
I think we have probably bored our listeners to death. So our listener to death. I mean, to be honest,
do we not need to keep them hooked with like a cliffhanger or something? Or?
Well, yes. Will we return? Will we make a podcast number two? Will
that is the cliffhanger. Will we make it? Will we make an episode two?
Yes. Many people hoping that we never do. But we may just surprise you and drop it into your inbox when you're not expecting it.
Yeah. Insert exit I would music
think
so. Now,
I think this has been a wonderful production of First Look Gnomes. I would like to thank our listeners for their continued support. I'd like to thank your mom too for just being wonderful and giving birth to you, your sister, and looking after your dad and all the other Walliams family members. Way to go, Mrs. Walliams.
Dedicated to my my future son.
Big bald boy, as we're now going to know him. Yes, and congratulations to Georgie on being a top listener.
Yeah, I think we stopped the podcast about 10 minutes ago, to be honest.
Bye! Oh, that's a good one, that is.